operator. Chorus Call, we shall start now the question and answer session. First question. Matteo Bonizzoni, Kepler Cheuvreux. I have three questions. The first concerns the sale of concessions. Can you be transfer of concessions? Can you provide more details as to the steps we can expect over the next few months in this process, and what are the main risks that you see in executing this project of transfer? And the strong reduction in the working capital that we are witnessing in the first after so many years, is it sustainable? And some information as to the 2015 in terms of revenue growth driven by the construction sector, and also in terms of margins. Multiple questions, apparently three questions, but many more than three, I would say. So what will be the steps envisaged as to the first question? The selection of financial advisors? Such selection was made already? And we're going to announce this once we are ready. Then selection of an agent, because in order to transfer our shares, we need a very specific consultancy and advice, as is always the case for these operations. And we have been working on this for some time. Such kind of transactions are a bit different from the classical M&A. The M&A is an extraordinary sales operation, or assets which are bought by some, maybe by some investors. Whereas here, this is a project where we find something more. Not just the actual selling of the shares, of the stakes of the participation, the vehicle, but also the management of such vehicle inside. So it's a complete product that is sold to investors who traditionally invest in this kind of transactions. And this is why it's a bit more complicated, and it's a longer process also, because it's more simple to find one or two counterparties buying discounted cash flows. Something different is selling them with an independent team managing them, ensuring their future, the degree of connection between this vehicle in the future with an independent team, and the ability of the Astaldi Group to generate new initiatives of this sort. We have shown a good ability to acquire projects, quite brilliant in terms of their return. We are looking at the effect in terms of the IRR, because there's someone who is the CEO telling you that in a certain project there is an IRR which is greater than by 15% or 18%. Clearly, today you are looking at some indicators, whereas I can tell you that the liquidity profile of this type of portfolio or backlog of contracts is not easy to find on the market. I've never seen anything like that, but you're going to look at this in the next few months. By 2015, we shall witness the effects of such activity, but we are currently agreeing this with our consultants. What we have done, we have prepared the deal, and we are fully aware that we have already carried out the due diligence activity. Financial and legal due diligence. We need to prepare the final documents. So we need the necessary time for the full set of documents. So it's a bit longer than an ordinary transaction. It's not just a cautious approach. This type of market is different. Second question. The reduction in working capital. As I said before, in a cyclical manner, we were talking about this business cycle, we have also the financial cycle. We have carried out the preparatory work from the business standpoint in order to have financial results, which are quite relevant, but altogether, once we have dismissed all our investments, and we have been working on this part for 4 years, 4 years and a half. So in terms of cycle, this can be repeated in 2015. So we shall have a first quarter, which is a bit more difficult. Second quarter, things will go better. Everything depends on our ability and the ability of this working group, which has specific goals set and financial goals, which are linked to their performance. I would say that so far their work has been extraordinary, and I would say that their work can be repeated. As shown in our plan, and I have been discussing the economic trends of our group with the revenue growth just below 6%. I feel I can say that for the future this will be around 10%. We shall use the leverage of flexibility to improve from the equity and financial standpoint the results of our group. Today we have started the trend reversal. Even though we are still at an investment stage, the group has shown we have the ability to self-finance our project. So, absolutely, we can say it's a leading group in Europe with some specific skills and competencies, turning it into a leader also in the U.S., American continent, and some other areas in the world. When I said before, to be more specific, I was referring to a rebalancing of the financing sources generated by a greater control on the economic activity, so returns which were apparently lower. I was also referring to the activities which are more profitable or the returns are higher. Algeria, 155 million sales. If you look at the previous years in Algeria, it was always higher. We are also preparing a further stage of growth in these markets where we have slowed down our activity because of the socio-political factors. Considering our activity, our development model envisages an economic development model where there is a balancing of contributions to the financial results of the group. If we exclude, if we rule out Italy, which accounts for 25%, generally the other areas account for 10 to 15% each. So this is a balanced mix. Especially in countries that over 90% are investment-grade countries. So we have fully changed our risk profile. And we're also capable of controlling its effects, as shown in the current year. I think I don't know whether I fully answered all your questions. Revenues, growth, EBIT margin. Will it be confirmed for the next few years, 8 or 9%? As I said already, around 10%. I would say weighted average growth, as we said in our plan. In terms of revenues, so the average EBIT is around 9%. So you, when I said before, I was talking about the order backlog, and this was exactly what I meant, 12 billion order backlog for construction. Not exactly 9%, but more or less the ability of to self-finance activities for the next 4 years. Next question by Giuseppe Puglisi, Intermonte. I have a couple of questions to ask, three questions. The cost of sureties, you were saying that it is going up. Can you provide some information for the next years, whether the cost of interest rates will grow for the next few years? We have seen a reduction in total investments in 2014. I'd like to understand whether this trend will go ahead in 2015, assuming steady investments, both in construction and concessions, or shall we go back to a growth process? Third question, working capital. You said there were some improvements in the working capital that will go ahead, which implies a reduction in the working capital in percentage of sales in 2015 compared to 2014. I was talking about the overall cost of sureties. Activities will increase in terms of volume, and proportionally the costs will increase. So yes, I was talking about the overall cost. We must be very specific. It is proportional to the growth in the activities. So the volume of guaranteed contracts increases. We're not saying that the cost is increasing on its own. Second question. As I said before, in terms of investments, I referred to an activity that is the refinancing of some great works with a major investment. It's the largest project we currently have. Also, with the one with the highest return for 4 years and 6 months, and we get this mere concession. I'd be talking about a reduction in investment because I do not need to pay any equity. So I had to use 180 million beforehand, and it will be none at all, zero. It will be fully financed by the project itself. Such kind of projects have in themselves guarantees which are of economic safeguarding, no risk of traffic or exchange rate. So international banks are prone to absorb this type of risk. It was relatively easy to refinance the work in this way. As to the working capital, the project is exactly that, the progressive deleveraging of the group according to logics we have always anticipated. It is true what you're saying. It is the first time we are showing this, but consider that we had over 350 million investment in concessions so far because we sold the parkings by 50 million with the multiplier of 12.5 times the EBITDA. If we could so the decrease in the working capital, so considering the number of projects, also the improvement in terms of in the macroeconomic terms and economic terms more in general, for individual markets, we expect that this can improve even further. We have been faced with the worst financial crisis ever happened. So you can very well remember when we had to finance the delayed payment of the municipality of Milan, 180 million, first quarter 2013. I remember that case perfectly well. Today we would never, we would no longer be in that kind of situation. Next question. Alessandro Tortora, Mediobanca. Good afternoon. I have a few questions. My first question concerns the cash in Venezuela. Can you provide some details as to what is going on in Venezuela? Whether what you cashed in was in the strong currency, local currency, was this done by the government? And then the concession backlog. I've looked, I read a few articles in terms of your stake in the holding. I'd like to understand what is the approach of Astaldi in this case. Third question. Considering the financial orders, I've seen that you devalued some receivables linked to Venezuela. And this was offset by the reappreciation of some concessions in equity. Can you provide some more details and also the impact of the equity linked that you mentioned and which had a positive contribution on financial charges? Fourth question. As to 2015 debt, can we expect an optimization of the working capital management, excluding the impact of the dismissal of concessions for this year? And that's it for me. 25 questions, I would say. So, what happened in Venezuela? I would say there it's a 50-50. It's different for the three partners. They had a different shares. So I don't know what is the share for the others. For us, it's so out of 60 million euros and bolivares, 50% each. In this regard, there are some people who try to be funny around this, but in terms of the approach, please consider the consistency we have shown. Local legislation has not changed. The country is going through financial hardships because of the oil price decline, but also the social and political situation overall. Basically, the exchange rate for public works has not been changed. We did something different. We have not devalued. We have discounted back the receivables. So we have estimated the period of cash in for the project, considering the degree of coverage in the state budget for investments, and we applied that. And this was done in agreement with our auditors. We all have fully shared our approach. In our case, there is no depreciation, and it's much greater than the exchange rate of 6.3. It's zero, actually, because we have no bolivars in our receivables. Conversely, we have not used what others have used. So it would not be, it would not make have made sense. You should appreciate the consistency we have shown, and what has happened in our financial results actually shows what we have forecast 1 year ago. We were expecting the right time to do that, once we would have the right elements. So the country is not on default, as everybody says. We have around 10 million in bolivares, so we have some money for local expenses, to be more precise. The second question concerned concessions, La Quattro Holding. I mean, we are partners with Intesa, and we have a common strategy that of valorizing our assets. There was an interest by foreign investors, as everybody knows, but this has to be checked and verified, and we think that this can also be valorized in terms of the vehicle. With Intesa, there is a full agreement, and we have a common strategy, not just with Intesa, but also the third partner in the design company, the Tabacchi family. You were also referring to the financial charges. You used a term which is not correct, and it's not a revaluation. It's the economic result of the equity. It's the budget. I mean, this is done at fair value. It's the sum of the financial results for the construction and the actual value of the concession, and this is entered or reflected in the budget of the vehicle company. And it can be seen in our income statement. So the change compared to the previous year. And this is something that has to be done on a mandatory basis with the impairment tests checked by auditors. Today we have been discussing this 3 hours here at the board meeting. It's a thick document. We have never had any problems of this kind. It's a new principle, and last year it was the first year in which we have used that. So it's a bit more value in our concessions. At fair value, their value is much higher than the book value, and this is shown in the financial segment. Most projects are still under construction. Think of what will happen in 2015, 2016 once these projects are completed. As to the equity linked, a different time in the market. I think it should be 4 million activities in the pipeline. I mean, it's close to zero. Working capital, 2015. Considering the cycles characterizing our business, I think that in 2015 there will be further improvement in our working capital. Our first quarter will show the use of resources for our working capital. They will be released in the second quarter. Today we have a visibility we didn't have before. Completion of works and the progress rate very close to 100% for major works, which have had a degree of complexity in the three previous years, which have all been solved. So based on the expected trend as to the working capital, to understand better, starting from the current level of today's debt, what do you expect? This is a peak year, so should we assume an increase in debt, in the net debt? I cannot be so precise. Depends on the time when resources will flow in. So the first step of valorization of concessions, 2015, we shall see the first step. These transactions are quite complicated, but most of the work has been done already, so we just need to complete this work with the consultants. But for 10 major concessions, a few billions of investment, it's not so simple. A due diligence process is required. Thank you so much. Next question. Giuseppe Mapelli from Equitas. Good afternoon. My first question concerns Venezuela. I'd like to understand whether projects are at standstill or whether you have resumed work there. Second question, 600 million of equity invested in concessions. Can you provide some details in terms of equities, semi-equities, and EBIT linked to concessions? Last question, 180 million equity requirement, lower. In terms of the Turkey highway, can you update us as to the equity investments and the reduction in semi-equities for 2015 compared to what you said in the business plan? As to some of the information you asked, you would need a magician to answer, but I'll try to provide a few answers. As to Venezuela, you will find this also in the management report. There, the work is at standstill. Just some maintenance work is underway. is in progress, and this is envisaged in the project with the prices which are well-defined and financed by the government. I have not understood your second question. Can you repeat your second question? Because I didn't get it. The equity, semi-equity, and the debt in the 600 million of capital deployed in concessions. We can ask for such details, 260 million of participation, 150 million semi-equities, and the remaining is intangible, so 70 million is the remaining, 70 or 80 million is the remaining part to get to the 600 million. I was even more precise. I really didn't think I could have so specific data in such a short time. And investments envisaged for 2015 in terms of equity and semi-equity, this will depend upon two factors, or rather three factors. The first is the acceleration of the valorization, so the step we shall take, the first closing in terms of valorization of concessions, and then acceleration of investments, and the deceleration, if we can call it so, in terms of the gap, the Izmir. Because I gave you the overall amount to complete the work, but as to our equity, 180 million. In 2015, you will find just the share of investment which is required to close the first lot, 65 kilometers, with the fourth hanging bridge, the longest in the world, under management. So the project company will start cashing 610 million of euro per year plus inflation from since 2009 to date. You can imagine the EBITDA for the project. In 2015, 100 million, more or less, the investment will be, but I don't have the accurate figures. And a follow-up on the working capital, 300 million improvement. Can you provide some ideas as to the items which have mainly changed? Suppliers, clients? Reduction in receivables. Suppliers, you will see this. In the payables, we will find suppliers, but we cashed in no advances. So it's an operational cash flow. Reduction in receivables, and I think the 120 million is reduction in work in progress, and the receivables, 90 million. You will look at it, you will see these figures. Page 11, you find all the details. In the figures of the financial results, you will find all of this data, all these figures, in detail. Thank you. Next question. Bruno Permotti, Banca IMI. Good morning. I'd like to get some updates as to the Canadian project. Whether it is proceeding along the complying with the envisaged time frame. And the second question about Italy, I read in your press release that next year some important milestones will be achieved. Can you provide any details as to that? And also, how do you see today the profitability of the group, the first and the second part of the year, in relation to achieving such specific goals? Do you think there can be changes in profitability during the year? I understood the first, but I could not hear the second very well. I'll answer the first question about Canada a very demanding project. Demanding because of the weather conditions, first of all, we are working. We are laying concrete at a range of temperature between the minus 28 and minus 40 degrees. So the verification of the quality of such concrete is quite difficult. We caught up with the time used in the beginning to start up such a complex project. We have a cooperation with our client, which is quite good. We have also some resources that we chose together. I'm the project manager for this project, so every month and a half there is a verification. March of the 23, I will be in Canada talking with the CEO of our client, showing that they have a level of appreciation for our efforts. And we have a team, a joint team of project management. So we are in line with what we had envisaged in terms of production levels. From the financial standpoint, the commitment is more remarkable than envisaged in terms of supporting the production. At a time when the productivity rate was challenged by the weather conditions, so productivity was lower than envisaged in our budget. Today we have we were able to realize we are devoting human resources in our group to the project. So it's a cycle of constant improvement, but we can say we are in line in terms of goals of work and delivery, being aware that this project requires a lot of cash flow to support human resources. Keep in mind that in the financial results you find an increase in the labor cost, as I said in the beginning, that mostly can be referred to the direct work, since the project is work plus margins. Last year we had in the pipeline 1,500 to 2,000 resources. Today, and we can say that now we started in a completely different way. So we have lower use of resources, but more skilled, more qualified resources in order to have a greater efficiency. So on the 24th, I will be there. In the first quarter, we shall check and verify, as we did in the previous years, the completion of the project, which is improving step after step by step. So this was the first question. I've not heard your second question. So talking about next year and the work done and the achievement of specific milestones that concerning your project, maybe between the first and the second part of the year it can be significant differences in terms of EBITDA or not. Also for this year, even though quarterly data is not always so meaningful, we have witnessed some major differences. If we consider the first two quarters and the second two quarters of the year, what can we expect for 2015? We have a number of projects in progress. Most of them will be completed at the end of the year, so there can be some realignment, but not so important. But we are carrying out all our projects according to the time frame envisaged in the contract. Also, the Massa Hospital in 2015 will be completed. So we completed the four hospitals and the sea line underground in Rome, operating from since December, when we delivered according to the contract. M5 completed, and the Ospedale del Mare will be completed. All these projects are about to be completed. I would say that as an average, we are around 9%. I don't think that a few decimal figures can be meaningful. That's it for me. Next question. Alessandro Poggi. I'm asking for some clarification as to figures at page 17, 590 million assets in assets in terms of valorization of concession assets. Does it include the concession for the Highway 4? Page 17. Where we read 590 million overall, of which 500 million euros related to the process of valorization. So in this 500 we also have the A4, which is in the covenant with Intesa. This is why I said we have a common strategy in terms of valorization of assets. So any further questions, you can enter star plus one on your telephone. Next question. Andrea Balloni from Fidentiis. I apologize for asking questions which were asked already, but I can't hear very well. First question, Venezuela. I'd like to understand better, what is the total exposure Venezuela? Receivables were reduced from 360 to 295, and I'd like to understand the 50 million difference. In what was that invested? Because that money should still be in Venezuela. I apologize, but it's not very clear for me how to understand 250 million with the reduction in receivables. So the actual cash in and the 36 million. I do not fully understand how to do the math about the 36 million. Second question. Debt and generation of operational cash flow for 2015. If I exclude concessions, the asset disposal, what should be the debt by the end of 2015? I didn't get your last question. As to Venezuela, I don't know. I've been quite specific, and I don't know when you actually linked to our conference call. I was talking about 150 million. Receivables and the remaining amount of bolivares around zero. So we performed a discounting back of the bolivares amount, estimating the timing for cashing in and the degree of coverage in the state budget for these investments. As I said before, here there is a small increase, 30 to 35 million, which is due to contract mechanisms for maintenance. I mean, we cannot abandon the works. Some activity was still in progress. I also said that the situation of the three partners is not comparable because we are going through different situations and different lots. So we are in a consortium, but lots are allocated to individual partners, and each partner is in a different situation. Debt 2015, without disposal, the new budget, and the new plan, we start from 800 million, first quarter. There we shall use liquidity, 100 million investment, 800-900 million. This is our expectation. This could be fully self-financed because there are some variables that do not depend on us, but rather on the timing of the completion of certain projects. This could be even faster than in the first part of 2015. Shortly, we're going to present the plan, and the budget for the year will be submitted. Talking about the improvement in the working capital, was this mainly linked to operational activities, so receivables and works in progress? Is there any specific area which was impacted by this? Italy, as I said before, maybe you were not listening, but I refer to the degree of use of our budget when we had to finance line 5 of the Milan Underground. I apologize, I had not heard, but mainly I was referring to Italy. Thank you. The very last point, Venezuela again. Apart from the amount that you mentioned of receivables, what is the amount of the other assets overall, the equity invested in Venezuela by Astaldi? 10 million of liquidity in Bolivares and no assets there because we subcontract 99% of our activity. So what were you cashed in last year? There is the mechanism of the work in progress. So this concerns maintenance work that will become receivables in the short term once it is certified. So what you was cashed in was then turned into work in progress. Yes. Dr. Cherry, no more questions. I would like to thank all of you. Shortly, we are going to meet again.